Frowning, I stopped. Why did she never want me to touch her? And then, I allowed myself to hear her thoughts of jealousy, of her own son, of my beauty and how hers paled in comparison. Love. I wondered often what that word meant as I glanced back at the slave girl. Was it this feeling of pain in my chest whenever I thought of the life that had been stolen from her? Or was it more? It had to be more, or men would not fight wars.
Alexander!
My father seldom spoke my name aloud, but when he did, he uttered it as though he were conjuring spirits. Sometimes it felt like he was, as though I were evil, like there was something brewing beneath the surface of my skin, burning, clawing to break free. My greatest fear was that he was right, and one day I'd reach my full power and let it.
Kill her.
What? I jerked back as my entire body shook with rage. I will do no such thing.
Ha!
My father gave a thunderous laugh.
Do you think she cares for you? She's a selfish bitch who would have strangled you as a babe had I not saved your life.
Oh, do you not know?
Your own mother tried smothering you with a pillow when you were 2 months old. She knew it was getting impossible to hide your beauty from me. She knew I would discover her treachery. But then she realized how transfixed people were in your presence, and used you as a pawn.
He took a breath.
Kill her, or I kill you.
I'd never been told I was immortal. I simply knew it. Like I knew how to walk, inhale, exhale. I knew I was different, just like I knew I was hated for it. But I didn't want to test the knowledge. The last thing I needed was to test the gods, or worse, anger them. So I did nothing. I never did anything.
Alexander!
My father spoke my name like a curse, his voice low and venomous.
Kill her now.
You want her dead? I started walking away. You do it. Love. What was love? I didn't feel the blade enter my body, but I did see it poking out through my stomach in all its metallic shining glory.
Valeria!
My father shouted in outrage.
Die, you demon!
My mother hissed in my ear, jerking the knife from my stomach while simultaneously shoving me to the ground. I bled as any human would, but my blood was not red. It was silver.
Guards!
My father's yell shook the palace walls.
Kill them both!
I turned and held up my hands. It was protective, the instinct to live. Wasn't it for all beings? The world around me froze as if I'd just stopped time. The sound of wings grew louder and louder until I almost had to cover my ears. As it was, my eyes squeezed shut of their own accord.
Found him.
A smooth voice sighed as if disappointed.
He's been stabbed, but he'll live.
I'll live, I repeated. That sounds promising. My eyes fell to a man over 7 feet tall. He had dark hair and blue eyes. Standing next to him was another man with green eyes and fangs where normal teeth should be.
Immortals, I breathed.
Welcome to the club,
a gruff voice said behind me.
And no, we aren't making t-shirts.
T-shirts? I repeated. What is a t-shirt?
I should have never revealed that future.
Another voice interrupted. This one was stronger than the others, and when I turned, I knew immediately why. He was an angel. His purple wings spread out across the room, their span so wide they nearly touched each wall. The flapping increased as the purple feathers turned bright red, then shuddered as the blood around us disappeared into thin air.
Time to go, Alex.
One of the gruffer men who looked